thank you very much, and welcome to the 10-Minute Daily Blog by Chuck Morse, here at Chuck Morse Speaks. President Obama is wrapping up his visit to Nairobi, Kenya, where his main issue, it should be no surprise to anyone, as he lectured the president of Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta, was that Kenya doesn't recognize gay marriage. Kenya doesn't recognize so-called gay rights. And this is a country that just experienced terrorist attacks, we might recall, from Islamic extremists, which are on their borders, where a shopping mall was brutally, 30-odd people were brutally slaughtered and beheaded and sexually mutilated at a mall by Islamic extremists. Last year, there was an attack in the port city of Mombasa, which was about the same. These are countries that are suffering from terrible poverty and corruption, thanks to the influence of European socialism going all the way back to the 1950s, and the founders of the nation who are educated in socialism in European capitals. But in general, Kenya specifically, they could have chosen the path of independence in the 1950s when they began to achieve sovereignty and began to move into a free market system with a constitution and limited government and the development of a middle class and private property and all the institutions of freedom that have made the United States as successful as we are. Those systems are natural to people. Those systems existed in Africa before colonialism. But instead, they decided to implement and import European artificial socialism where the public ownership is the name of the game. In other words, a reenactment of the ancient principle of the divine right of kings, except the kings are dressed up in scientific garb. And as a result, countries like Kenya have suffered under the brutal jackboot of left-wing socialism ever since. Now we have the American president, the head of the free world, coming to Kenya. You'd think he might encourage the development of private property and democracy and institutions that would help the Kenyan people achieve sovereignty and freedom. You would think that he would, if he wanted to get into the gay issue, he would think he would rally against the Islamics who are attacking their country and who behead homosexuals as a matter of routine. But instead, he focused almost exclusively on lecturing the president publicly and the people of Kenya for not recognizing essentially gay marriage. Now, are gay people mistreated in Kenya? I don't think there's any evidence of that. I think that people's sexuality generally is left in a more traditional context, which is as a private matter. Though generally, as long as they're not overly publicly displaying their sexuality, whether it be gay or straight, I point out, generally speaking, people are left free. You know, they have a traditional society as well. Do they really need to have another import from the Western leftists? They've already suffered from socialism. Isn't that enough? Now they're going to bring in gay marriage in a country that is surrounded by Islamic countries, in a country that has traditional values? Is there really oppression of gay people in Kenya to the degree that it would require this kind of a condemnation, a public dressing down by the Western president? I think that Kenya, like all other African countries, the main problem they're facing is that their people are yearning to breathe free. The people are yearning to develop the kind of infrastructure that we have in this country, and that unfortunately our elite leadership, seems to take for granted. These concepts are not exclusive to the United States. These concepts, the fact that we are the exceptional nation is not a chauvinistic idea that we're better than anyone else. It is that for various fascinating reasons in history, we have embraced a free system, a moral system. Kenya, by the way, is a Christian nation, predominantly. I think it's almost 75% of the population is, Anglican primarily. You know, why not embrace their Judeo-Christian values and their free market system, which is the very same values that have contributed to American success. Doesn't mean they're not involved with oppressing gay people because they don't recognize gay marriage. I mean, that's not a big issue in Kenya. I don't know how many gay people in Kenya are clamoring to have a gay marriage. Probably none. I mean, most gay people in the United States didn't particularly want it either until the elite left-wing media, starting with the New York Times in the late 1980s, introduced the idea and made it into a cause. So I say that President Obama is way off base to lecture the Kenyan people. And I'm proud of the Kenyan president, Kenyatta, for standing up to him publicly and saying Kenya has many more problems that we need to worry about where there is real oppression. For example, women need to find more of an equal footing in Kenya. The degree that there's a gay problem, it's because Islamics on the borders who are attacking the country. I say that Kenya needs to follow its own course in terms of developing its own infrastructure of freedom. They should develop their own indigenous example of the free market in their own cultural context. They don't need another import from the West. They don't need another imperialist idea that does not resonate with their own people, gay, straight, or otherwise, I point out. So I think, once again, President Barack Obama just doesn't get it. And it makes me wonder if he's not part of some kind of a new international idea that might in some way threaten the sovereignty of a country that really does not have a lot of modern experience in sovereignty. We ought to encourage Kenyan sovereignty. We ought to strengthen our business ties with Kenya. We ought to encourage our corporations to invest in Kenya and to create jobs and buildings and infrastructure. That's what's going to help people. Not promoting some false utopian idea that is not wanted by the Kenyan people. So I think we need to understand that these are not only these priorities as expressed by President Obama are not only off base and are a shame because they do not reflect the genuine values of the American people, what has made us great, but in the real sense they're dangerous and divisive at a time when a country that is struggling with, again, poverty, corruption, Islamic terrorism. They don't need the introduction of yet another issue that's going to be riling their social order, especially, frankly, a false issue, with all due respect. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening this afternoon, and I shall return. You can check out my books. They're available at Amazon or Amazon Kindle. Just put my name in the server, Chuck Morse, M-O-R-S-E, like Morse code, and you shall see those books come up, about 15 of them. And also my YouTube program, Chuck Morse Speaks, on YouTube, is available as well. Thank you very much.